WYPR is here to keep you connected to your community. And as our communities change amid the coronavirus pandemic, that connection is more important than ever before. Member support makes it possible. And if you can, we hope you'll help us out. If you're a sustaining member, consider increasing your monthly pledge or become a new member with a first-time gift. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link. And thanks.
Many of us worry that we will not have the financial capacity to actually retire. We are living longer, which is a good thing, but our lives are also increasingly expensive, and many of us do not have an extensive financial safety net. Accordingly, record numbers of Americans older than 65 are working, now nearly 1 in 5, as indicated by the Washington Post. That proportion has risen steadily over the past decade and at a rate far in excess of any other age group. In the year 2000, about 2 million senior citizens worked. Today, that figure is around 9 million. True, some work by choice and love what they do, but millions of others are entering their golden years with disturbingly fragile finances. This is partially attributable to fundamental changes in the U.S. retirement system, which has been shifting responsibility for retirement savings from employer to employee. On top of that, the two most recent recessions served to devastate personal savings, and with interest rates so low in recent years, it has been difficult for retirees and pre-retirees to generate investment income safely. Social Security helps, of course, but some analysts conclude that these benefits have lost about a third of their purchasing power since 2000. Nearly 20% of Social Security recipients 65 and older have no other income. Given this set of circumstances, perhaps polls indicating that many older people are more alarmed by the prospect of running out of money than dying are less surprising. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Aniban Basu.